Hi, I'm Maria Nagaga, and I'm here with Kendra Havens.
Hello.
Welcome to Code Conversation, a brand new show from the .NET Foundation. So Kendra, you're here to talk to us about Docker.
Yes, I work on the .NET team, and I cover the .NET Docker images in my PME life. Don't do as much as the devs do. But first off, I should always start off with what is Docker, because you don't want to hear people talk about it and not know what it is.
Yeah, like I'm still wrapping my head around it, so let's can we jump to your slides and have a look?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Docker containers wrap a piece of software in a complete file system. So your code, anything your code needs to run, the code, the runtime, the system tools, system libraries, anything that can be installed on a server.
Oh, so I don't need it locally on my machine then?
You do. You don't. You're right. The host machine locally doesn't need it. In the act of pulling the Docker image, yeah. Depending on how you create your Docker file, you get that. So Docker is really the replacement of VMs.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And as you can see, containers optimize a lot of things that virtual machines absolutely don't. So okay. As you can see in my PowerPoint, the virtual machines each have their own individual guest OS.
Okay.
While over on the container side, the Docker engine actually allows each container to share their host operating system.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So that massively reduces file size, and it's so much easier to set up.
Oh, wow. So it's much easier than setting up an entire VM, because I've done
yes.
that in the past. So
yeah.
This makes my life
no,
a lot easier.
No, it's way, way faster.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
An interesting thing about Docker as well is that it was sort of combining a DevOps problem and solving it with more and more software. because DevOps would be, problems would be load balancing and allocation of resources, and Docker is able to virtualize a lot of that by packaging up software in a much easier, manageable way.
Oh my god, the IT guys at companies must love Docker.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I think we've had pretty good feedback so far. So Microsoft decided to go all in with Docker. We announced our partnership in October 2016. We are already integrating Docker tools into building our own products, which is really interesting.
And you work on that stuff, right?
I don't work in our build system, but I do get affected by it as my devs are often stolen to go work on our own internal systems.
Cool. So if I wanted to get started with Docker today, how would I get started?
It's really easy.
Okay.
You can just go to docker.com and download the Docker Community Edition.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, they also have an Enterprise Edition, which is great. And you actually need Docker installed in order for it to work with Visual Studio Tools for Docker.
All right, so it comes on as a tool as itself.
Yeah.
Okay.
So even if you check the container package in the downloader or the Visual Studio installer, that downloads our Visual Studio Tools that are used with Docker, but the Docker client itself you should go and grab.
Okay,
and it's
cool.
Really easy. It's docker.com. And then you'll have a little whale that appears in the bottom of your screen that says
cutest
Docker is
logo
running.
Ever.
I know. It
cutest
makes me so,
logo
even
ever.
The error messages have little, like.
I've seen them. Little sad faces with
little
tears.
Whales.
Yeah.
It's so much better when there's a whale. Anyway, what I work on is the Microsoft .NET image.
Okay.
And we have a bunch of different configurations for that. So .NET Core is cross-platform.
Yeah.
So we have both Linux and Windows images. And our Windows images are actually all on Nano Server right
all
now.
Right.
So that's like a very, very trimmed down version of Windows.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's absolutely great. And all of our Linux images are based on Debian, so super lightweight. Something even more lightweight than Debian would be Alpine, which we're still like gunning for.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we're quite there yet. There's some debate on how we would best release them and make them the most usable to our customer scenarios. So we're still working on it.
Okay, cool.
So hub.docker is really interesting. You can click these links here on each tag to go directly into the GitHub Docker file, or sorry, the Docker file hosted on GitHub.
Cool. And this is what you do with your team.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
So we've had a look at the image. How do I get the image once I have Docker? once I have all my Docker tools set up.
It's really easy. Actually, why don't I just show you how to... CLR?
No, clear.
Clear? That's what I typed. Did I misspell
it? Oh, CLS then.
CLS.
Yeah,
that's
clear
what it
is a Ubuntu thing. Okay.
So it's really easy to get started. All you need to do is go to your command line with a fresh install of Docker.
Okay.
And now Docker is part of your environment variable, so I can do Docker run Microsoft, because it's in the Microsoft org, /.NET samples.
Oh, wow.
I know. So it prints out a little, our little mascot is the .NET bot on GitHub. That's just because the GitHub user who needed to have a logo as their image when they were pushing all of our libraries open source, we like chose a little .NET bot. So we got to personify it a little. So this is, welcome to using .NET Core, and it prints out And it prints out the version number that you're using and the version of Docker as well.
That's pretty cool because I didn't have to install the SDK onto my machine. I didn't have to do any of that.
No.
All I had was Docker. Mm-hmm. All I had to do was grab the image.
Yes.
That is pretty cool. That's kind of like halved my dev time.
Absolutely.
Oh, so cool. Okay.
And I'm glad you actually brought up that you didn't need the SDK. So we actually have both SDK and runtime images. So SDK would be for if you're developing. So this is what we pull when we're, for example, in Visual Studio, Dockerizing an ASP.NET Core web application, we would use the SDK because we want to be able to debug through it.
Okay, cool.
Which is awesome. And then we have runtime images that are only for deployment scenarios. So that's what you would actually want packaged up and on your server.
Also, like if I had a web application and stuff. Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
In our next video, we're going to look at a few more samples. Thank you so much, Kendra.
Sure.
Okay.